Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
In the United States of America, we love having a choice when it comes to almost anything. We want a choice. Well, how did you choose your internet service provider? You probably didn't. You don't have very much choice there because they operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. Now, they use this power to take advantage of customers' data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many internet service providers log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies or advertisers. Don't do that. Use ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN is a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. That means you stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself. Visit expressvpn.com/ACETJ. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/ACETJ right now to learn more.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Let's go.
The ACE and TJ Family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Get it, get it, get it.
Don't stop, get it, get it. Isn't that a song? Isn't that from a song?
Yeah.
Or is that a cheer?
No, it's a... Don't stop, get it, get it. I will. Don't stop, hit it. No, it's a... don't stop, get it, get it. And then Ice Cube says, that's real. And then she says, don't stop, hit it. I will.
Just
yes.
Do
I'm
it.
I'm on do it. Right. I'm on do it. I'm do it. Do it to it. You can do it. Put your back into it.
There we go.
I can put my back into it.
She said, you can do it. Put your back into it. I could do it. Put your ass into it. And you got to say into it, not into it.
Into it.
Into it.
Into it.
Right. So at the end of the regular old show, we were talking about old bees that we find hot still.
Yeah.
No, not bees. But how when we were younger, if it were someone that was a celebrity or a sex symbol or whatever, once they get old, there's still somewhat of an emotional attachment to that person. Like Cher is older than Riggins' dad, but he still has that emotional connection to the fire and desire he used to feel for her when he was a young man. So he still says Cher is a fox.
It's a fox.
But there are, I mean, there are cases there are cases that I see the same thing in celebrity women. The only difference is that when you get older, then they're really old. Yeah. You know, like I'm happily married, but if I leave here today and I go to the Sonic down the street and I pull into one of the stalls and sitting next to me in her car is Suzanne Summers, and she says, "Hey, why don't you come over here and have a Sonic burger with me, if you know what I mean." I would be tempted because of the bond I had of desiring her when she was on Three's Company when I was a kid. She was one of the hottest women on TV and all back then. Lonnie Anderson is the same way. Lonnie Anderson, who was married to Burt Reynolds and all, she played on WKRP in Cincinnati, and she was considered the most beautiful woman on TV at the time.
She was hot, too.
So now she's probably close to 80.
All right, I have a list.
And I have that bond.
I have a list, TJ, of stunning celebrity women over 60. Would that be Well,
in our case, because we're old, Ace, yeah. they'd be a lot older.
Like Christy 80. Brinkley's on this list.
Damn. Oh, come on.
Christy Brinkley, 4. Let's see. I'm going to scroll through here quickly and say Raquel Welch. She's over 80.
Yeah. But I never, like, Raquel Welch was one that I wasn't fantasizing about as a budding young teenager because she was already older then. Like, she was a sex symbol when I was too young to appreciate a sex symbol.
Yeah,
and maybe why I've never really thought Marilyn Monroe was that great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Suzanne Summers is 75.
Yeah,
she falls.
Mm-hmm. And you'd have a Sonic burger.
Yeah,
whatever that means.
whatever she wants it to mean.
Sonic. I don't know, man.
Come over here and have, get some of this Sonic burger. That's
Jane
what she'd say.
Fonda.
Hell no! I'm messing with that commie bitch.
Rita Moreno.
Yeah, Mamacita.
Yeah. Yeah, Raquel
Welch. I never had that thing for Rita Moreno because she was a generation up. Like,
yeah. I'm just going to Meryl Streep, Susan Sarandon.
Ooh. No.
Yeah, hang on. That was an ad. Cher is on the list.
No.
You don't think Meryl Streep is good looking?
No.
I thought she looked so good in The Devil Wears Prada.
Not even when she was young.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's a great actress, and I've just never been my cup of tea as far as looks.
Okay. Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, I never had a thing for Goldie Hawn.
I never really did either, but yeah.
Kurt Russell? Yes.
Yes.
Give it to me, Kurt.
Barbara Streisand, Sally Field. I'm just going through these.
Sally Field. Cute. Yeah, Sally she's Field's cute. Still cute.
But I never had a thing for Sally Field. You're
Flying
right.
Nun?
Yeah, no.
That's not what she's famous for, Riggins.
Sally Field?
Yeah.
What was she famous for?
Well, she won an Academy Award for Sybil, I think.
Oh, Sybil, yeah.
Back before they determined that multiple personality disorder is just a crock. But she was Frog. And Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
That's why she was famous.
Okay.
She was going to be a dancer.
Yeah. She humped old Bandit in that Trans Am.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She didn't care what nobody thought about her either. 10-4.
I love 10-4. People like that.
I'll tell you one that I grew up just seeing secondhand was my mom watched All My Children.
Yeah.
Oh, Erica?
Erica Kane from All My Children. Whose
Susan
name
Lucci.
Is Susan Lucci.
Yeah.
I would imagine she's probably in her 80s or close to it. She's still a dime.
Well, another one for me is, I just thought of it. What is her name? Alexis Carrington. What was her name? What's her real name? She's British. Joan Collins.
Oh,
Joan Collins? Yeah.
Yeah, from Dynasty.
Yeah, what is she? Is she alive still, Joan Collins?
Yeah. She was always hot.
Yeah, I always thought she was attractive.
She's 90.
And she was 89. She was in Playboy, too. And she looked good in Playboy.
Because she seemed like she was, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, she was selfless with it.
Yeah, like I thought.
Very generous with herself.
Yeah, I thought that. That scored her a few points.
The old slut.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. It's meant like,
you know, what you meant.
Like, but I shouldn't be talking about that. There, somebody can be beautiful. But not like really sexy in that way.
Yeah, you can be pretty but not have sex appeal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What about that Vanna White?
Oh, good one.
Never interested in
just stop. Vanna White?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hot. Never been much for me.
Hot. How old is she? She's got to be in her 70s, right?
Mm. But yeah, the two main ones for me growing up, Christy Brinkley.
Yeah,
Lonnie Anderson and Suzanne Summers.
Yeah,
Suzanne does. She's still blonde. I'll give her that.
Yeah,
big lips. I mean, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, there's a lot going on there.
But you remember, and she came, made herself. She kept herself relevant and all this with the Thigh Master.
The Thigh
thing.
Master.
Yeah. She created that.
There was no.
She was the. In that was her company, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
She made a fortune off that, too. I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be her thigh master, right?
Yeah. Well, that's.
Hell yeah.
Everybody thought that watching the commercials, you know?
We interviewed her one time, and she wasn't that personable.
Really?
Uh-huh. How old is Paula Abdul?
60-something, probably.
My breath was just taken away. Suzanne Somers reveals that she made nearly $300 million from the Thighmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, how old is Heather Thomas?
Wow.
She was an 80s.
Yeah. I had a Heather Thomas poster.
Yeah. One of the most famous posters ever.
Oh, she is. Pink bikini. I don't even know who that is.
She was on the TV show The Fall Guy.
Yeah.
And she made a movie with Willie Ames and Scott Baio called Zapped. That, you know, it was as great as it sounds.
She's 61 now, or 62.
Mm-hmm. She's hot.
Yeah. Still hot.
Mm. What about old Catherine Bach?
Daisy Duke?
I don't know. Yeah. But the older you get, though, the more gross it could be, you know, because if you're going back to the emotional attachment that you had to a celebrity when you were a budding young boy, then, you know, now you're 60. Who's that going to be? She's got to be at least, you know, in her 80s or so.
Yeah. Grosser?
Yeah, because, I mean,
The younger you were at the time, the older they are today.
Yeah, and I mean, gross, more gross from a standpoint of somebody young looking at them now and go, you think she's hot?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that Heather Thomas was, I mean, she was really, really hot. What about, Jacqueline Smith, is she still, because she was one too on Charlie's Angels. Jacqueline Smith.
The last time I remember seeing a picture of her, I remember thinking, wow, she's still a very beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Heather Thomas is still beautiful. These are current pictures of her. And this was the poster that everybody had. That one.
I think I've seen that before, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about Jack A?
Yeah, Jack A's pretty.
Yeah, I always thought Jack A was a pretty lady.
Yeah. I never had the... you know, the desires.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. There were a bunch of, you know, I've always appreciated the sexiness of the ladies. Jane Kennedy.
Oh, from CBS. From NFL Today.
Yeah.
Former Miss America.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. She's pretty.
How old is she now?
Oh, she's got to be in her late 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I would.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would still have that bond with Jane Kennedy or not.
She's 70.
Yeah, she's not as hot as Heather Thomas at that age.
No.
But that's why it's so funny for your dad to say Cher is a fox.
Yeah.
Because she's older than he is, and when he was young, she was hot.
Sure. Yeah. Well, here's one for
just
the ladies.
Like you and Katie Couric. You'll always have a thing for Katie Couric, Riggins.
And what's the other? Meredith Vieira.
Yeah.
And now when I see her, I'm like, oh. Oh, no. Katie Couric's pretty, though.
Yeah.
Real pretty. You think?
Yeah.
I never see anything but her insides. I haven't seen her outsides lately. All I see is her colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah. She shows that a lot. Right.
I was so confused. Does she show that a lot?
Yeah, she's constantly getting, you know, she makes everybody look at her colon.
Speaking of the colon cancer movement.
Yeah.
So
because her husband died from that. Yeah.
Kayla upstairs says, my husband thinks I'm weird because I think Daniel Craig is so handsome. I thought all people realized that Daniel Craig is a very handsome man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's James Bond. Yeah, he's pretty good looking.
Is he 60? He's in his 60s?
54.
50, oh, 54? Oh, he and I are the same age.
Ew.
Gross.
So, nasty.
Yuck.
So her husband thinks
Daniel Craig's old ass. What are you doing looking at him?
He's decrepit.
Like your damn grandpa.
That was a shot to the groin right there. Ooh.
Rob reported that with glee.
Yeah.
54. You're the same age. You're all the same age.
You're an old piece of shit. I mean, 54.
He looks great, and you look like you.
Yeah. The oatmeal stain on his tie is older than Riggins. Where he dribbled.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Old as mold.
Old as mold. Oh my God. You're old as mold.
Golden moldy oldie.
Golden moldy oldie.
Ugh. Old people. Yeah. Am I right?
Just kill them all.
Am I right?
Gross. Old people.
Yucky.
Yeah, that's so sick.
But you know, that's another thing, Ace, is that younger women are allowed to really talk about old guys they think are hot. But if men do it, then they're gross.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure people listen to that whole thing. You know, oh, you pervert, you know, whatever. Just because, you know, I would have had a go at Jessica Tandy in her last week on Earth if I had the opportunity. Is that gross? Is that perverted? I think not. Like I said, it's an emotional bond.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'd have been driving Miss Daisy. There's no doubt about that.
Crow. He's old.
I'd have been driving Miss Daisy.
So that's a good little experiment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
I swear, when I saw that video that I was talking about earlier, where the guy was saying that he had commented on a female acquaintance's picture from the gym, that, I see you working on those booty gains is really paying off. And then she responded with, actually, I'm in the gym trying to lose weight. Oh, man. I'm not trying to build my butt. I'm trying to lose some of it. That reminded me of Ace's superpower, where he always accidentally says the wrong thing.
Yep.
You know, I put that up there now with that's a new version of when's your baby due, you know, to say, I see those booty gains are paying off, all that hard work for, and then she says, I'm trying to lose this big fat butt. Okay, well, and it looks great. All I was saying was it looks great.
And you're doing
Don't lose it. Yeah, that's the only way you can try to recover from that is to say, it looks great. Don't try to lose that. It looks perfect. Now, Alexis, let's just say for, you know, some wild stretch of the imagination that you were in the gym to make your butt smaller. To lose weight in your hips and all of that, which you never would, ever. Because girls your age don't know that there's a limit to it.
No, I want a fat ass. Yeah.
You're still in that phase.
Mm-hmm.
But if a guy did say that, and he meant it as a compliment, but you were actually in there trying to work your butt off, would he be able to recover from that, or would
No, probably not. Be like, get away from me, you freak. Honestly.
I'm sorry.
Don't even talk to me.
But he meant it well. I mean, his intentions don't carry any weight.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want anybody coming up to me, a stranger, and said, I see
it's
you working on...
It's not a stranger. It's a friend, an acquaintance, somebody that you know that you follow each other on social media.
I know. I mean, I'd be fine.
And he'd be able to say, well, it looks good, and then that would be okay.
Yeah, I'd be fine.
Okay.
If I knew him.
Yeah, not some stranger that walks up, starts talking about the size but of your butt. Like, you shouldn't welcome that at all.
Yeah.
Anytime, whether he's cute or not. Mm. Whether he smokes cigars in closed vehicles or not, in a parking lot that has razor wire over the fence, where they have to lock the parking lot when they close the building.
There's no razor wire. Yeah.
You know, that was a story that Alexis told. She went out with a guy. They had a great time. You were at a restaurant?
A brewery.
They were at a brewery. And they went out to the car and were just laughing and talking, and he was smoking on a cigar. Little homies know who the OGs are. And they got locked in the parking lot because they lock up the parking lot, which all your fine establishments do. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many times I have been in a place out for drinks and dinner where we barely made it out before they locked the entire parking lot, the gates and all, with the razor wire.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that all of your finer establishments have gates in the parking lot where they don't even allow people close to the building. That's top-notch security is what that is. And you got to be a nice place for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of. I don't know.
The White House has a... They lock those gates up.
Well, yeah. Touche.
There's not really a parking lot there.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. they still lock the gates up.
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
The museums, the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
People, they lock up.
Yeah.
So.
What museums?
All of them.
All like the.
It's a very generic
statement. The Wax Museum?
Not true. Yeah.
The Art, Fine Arts Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Mansions are in gated communities. What are you talking about?
I know. I'm saying. We're agreeing.
Right.
We're agreeing.
I'm over it.
Locking a chain link fence gate for a chain link fence with razor wire is. I mean, luckily y'all caught it in time. There were some people left that could let you out. Mm-hmm. But you didn't go home smelling like cigar smoke.
No.
If you're sitting in a car with somebody smoking a Stogue, you didn't. I bet you did. You had to have.
I don't remember.
You didn't care though. No. You were suave.
Mm-hmm. It was a good conversation.
It was debonair.
Mm-hmm.
We're vibing. That's what you call vibing.
That was his name, debonair. Debonair. Who are you going out with tonight, girl? Debonair.
Oh.
Friends call him Deb, but not like a chick. Deb, a man named Deb.
Deb L. Eggs.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, Rob kind of does the same type thing. Your guy that you were out with, smoking a cigar in the vehicle. Rob smokes tacos in there on his way home every day. Smokes burritos. She's like, this is my stogie. Dum, dum, dum. Yeah, if you sat in the car and
tacos.
If you sat out in the car just having a conversation with Rob, you'd go home smelling like meat of some sort. Meat and Doritos.
Ooh.
So same thing.
Yeah, basically.
Like you just hooked up with a quesarito.
He just hooked up with the guy who pushes the food cart.
You smell like cheese. Did you hook up
on a fajita?
Rob, smelling like spicy ranch. Spicy ranch queso.
That sounds good.
I know. We went to the movie yesterday. The theater is over by the Taco Bell. And I had, of course, I rented out the whole theater, so there was nobody else in there.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I swear, we were the only ones in there. And I figured that the line would be out the door with people trying to get into the 11:15 showing of Bob's Burgers.
You don't have shit going on. Yeah. So you can make it's that.
Over there early to hold a spot in line right. Before you get there.
So the guy spins. I get the tickets, and the guy spins the thing around and says, "You know, these seats are available. Pick which seats you want." And it was every one of them was available. I was like, "All right, well, I'll just take these seats." But As we were coming out and heading back, we had to go past the Taco Bell, and it was one something. And that place was just insane.
It always
is. Cars backed up. I mean, just like, because it's right there close to a Walmart, too. And we were in the good part of town.
Yeah.
Okay. Walmart, Taco Bell, and what used to be my favorite Chinese buffet place, but it's since gone out of business. You know, attached to that motel right there.
Yeah, yep.
It was so good. And, you know, they had the fish tank with the sign, no touch glass, please.
Sure. Got to put that sign on. This up here?
Up by Walmart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah. But, yeah, I wanted that Taco Bell so badly.
Hell, yeah. Sneak some tacos into the theater.
Mm-hmm. Crunching. Yeah.
Every time you go by that Taco Bell, though, it's wrapped around the building.
Not at 10:30.
Especially at night.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And my son goes, it just doesn't seem right to be waiting in a Taco Bell drive-through in the daytime.
Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah.
Feels weird.
Taco Bell's something you should get at night.
Yeah.
I said, well, I don't think there's a bad time to get Taco Bell.
Yeah. If I ate Taco Bell and went into the theater, I would pass out.
Yeah, I'm like going
pass out.
Especially when you had Taco Bell, and when you go in the theater, all the chairs now are the reclining kind. God. Like like a recliner you would have at home that automatically lay back and just doze right off.
I mean, these seats are luxurious in this theater. And meantime, we were leaving. I had to go to the restroom. And three of the urinals had out of order bags over them, and I go to wash my hands, and I lift up the handle on the water faucet, and the whole faucet comes up out of the sink.
Oh gosh,
really?
Yeah. But the chairs are great.
Yeah,
chairs are real nice.
Chairs mm-hmm. are great. Yeah, by the way, a guy just DM'd us, TJ, and said that Chinese buffet's open again.
Is it?
That's what he says.
He was there the other day.
I'll go with you.
Oh, I thought it had shut down.
I don't know. He says it's open. He says it's open again. I thought it was shut down too.
Let's go.
And then go see a movie. I mean, talk about passing out.
Oh, God, a Chinese buffet and then go to a movie?
Yeah. I love a Chinese buffet.
Me too, but you feel like, horrible afterwards. Like, it's the worst decision you ever made.
Yeah, because I have no control.
I don't have control at all.
Usually in any type of buffet, but especially one of those. I just have no, I just can't control it.
I want everything.
Yeah.
Because there's something about it when you're eating it, it doesn't seem as fattening as if you're just eating a bunch of cheeseburgers or something like that.
You're right. That's true.
Mm-hmm. But it is. Mm. Poof. Chinese food, good for you. I was on an episode of Sanford and Son one time when I was a kid, and I thought, oh, well, because we had no Chinese restaurants in Winfield, Louisiana.
Yeah.
It stuck with me. And so when I first move to a place that has Chinese buffet, the whole time I'm thinking, this is good for you. They said on Sanford and Son, Chinese food very good for you. You want to take it home?
Hell yeah.
But
yeah, I have no
but that's
control.
The one that I wanted to go to, you know, on my birthday that year. And you know, on your birthday in our family, you pick wherever you want to eat.
Right.
Anywhere that I wanted to eat, and I picked the Chinese buffet, and that wasn't the right choice. Okay. My son and I are just tearing it up, loving it.
Of course.
But Jody and Lainey, and that was back when before Lainey got into eating adult food, where now she's a health food nut. Ugh. But back then, the only thing she would eat were chicken tenders and pizza. So it didn't take long for her to get, you know, all that she wanted.
Yeah.
And Jody's just sitting there picking around. I'm like, I guess I'll get some sesame chicken or something.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's the birthday, though. It's a birthday meal. You just go.
Mm-hmm. I know. She's fine. That was about 12 years ago. And you know what she would say? Well, I'm glad you're not still holding on to that.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Hey, there's something that is legal in Iran, and it's not legal anywhere else in the world. I'll tell you what that is in just a second. But first, you got to know that Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. All three of those things, Paul, Davis, and Restoration, big sponsors, the three sponsors of Share Funny. So Rob was just telling Riggins about this video he was watching of a cat being chased by a coyote. Now, if that chase ended up getting into your house some way or another and just tore up a bunch of stuff, ripping wallpaper off the walls and wherever else you might have wallpaper, I don't know, say off the walls,
wherever that is,
ripping down wallpaper, tearing up your carpets and all that kind of stuff, and then just ends up knocking over a lantern that you have on your coffee table because it provides a, you know, better light for you than if you just use the lamp. You're using a Coleman lantern or something, it causes a fire. Call Paul Davis Restoration. That's what they do. They clean up the big stuff and restore it back to the way it was before the coyote and the cat got in there, or the fire, any of that. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis and always look for the Paul Davis trucks wherever you are. And then send it to us as a Paul Davis sighting. We still love that. And then you have to include Paul Love It, Paul Love It. That's fun. Iran is the only country in the world where it's legal to sell your kidneys.
Really?
Yeah. So you think, well, Iran is a basically a prison country where the people of Iran are not free. That's one freedom they have. But the government regulates the market. So, but I guess with the law saying you're free to sell your kidneys, it probably stipulates you can't sell somebody else's kidney.
Of course.
Like I couldn't just grab somebody off the street and then take them in, tie them up, take them in and say, these kidneys are for sale. Or maybe you could. I don't know. I haven't been to Iran lately to know exactly, you know, how the law enforcement, you know, works there now. They could be all woke. Who knows?
Yeah. What's the street price for a couple kidneys?
I don't know.
Is it worth it? Can you just give them one?
Well, you would have to. You can't,
right? You can't live without
both.
Two. Yeah.
No sale. I need two.
What if you get convinced one of your friends to go with you? He gives one kidney, you give another kidney, and you can haggle them for a better price.
That's two kidneys.
That's two kidneys I'm giving you.
There you go.
Yeah.
I want more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably like $80. You know, it's not life-changing money.
Yeah. And since the Iranian government controls it, there probably is no negotiation. That probably just means when we get ready to get somebody your kidney, we're going to come get you and take your kidney out, and then we'll sell it.
How about we give you no money and then kick your ass and throw you out of here? How about that?
And Ace, I'm surprised that you haven't brought this up, like wanting to do it on the show.
What's that?
The tortilla challenge.
You know what? I honestly have stopped worrying about those types of things. They're fun. I think it's funny. But the last few things I brought up like that, everybody goes, I'm not doing that. So I was like, okay.
It's a tortilla challenge.
You put water in your mouth, and then two people put water in their mouths, but their cheeks puffed out with it. And then they take turns hitting each other with tortillas. And the first one that spits out the water loses.
It's just so ridiculous. It's funny to watch. It's kind of dumb and funny.
What a waste of tortillas.
I mean, you could eat it afterward.
No, not after they've been put water and stuff and spit on them.
Yeah.
Huh? They're not spitting on them.
Well, don't they have their mouth full of water, you said? So the water probably comes out.
Yeah, it does, but not necessarily you spit on the tortilla. Anyway, they're a nickel. And they're not hard to come by.
Even in these trying times. It would only cost us about a quarter total.
Yeah, the water would cost more. It would be more valuable. I'm not wasting a good penny.
Mm-mm. That's disrespectful to a culture.
Right. You guys are just using our food just for entertainment.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know how my ancestors would feel about that.
They would shame.
They would put you up.
They would probably feel better about that than they would you.
I doubt it.
They'd be, your ancestors would be like, well, you do what for a living? And what? No. Just like your grandmother. You don't even speak Spanish well enough for her.
I do speak Spanish.
You said your grandmother says you need to be practicing your Spanish and stuff because you're not as good at it as you should be.
I say that about myself.
No.
But my grandma doesn't say that.
Has she not said that about her grandmother?
I don't remember that, but she said it happened.
My grandma speaks English, so I can talk to her in English.
I know, but...
I would have to agree with TJ. I swore I thought you said one time your grandmother told you that you needed to speak Spanish better. Hmm. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Never. And the things that... This list that we had earlier, things that people used to love doing when they were outside, when they were outside playing. Playing catch was number 10.
Sure.
Duck, duck, goose was one that we talked about. Hopscotch and rollerblading.
Never did either of those.
I know you can't, it's not accepted to say this now, but I'm just genuinely asking a question. Do boys play hopscotch? I never knew of boys playing hopscotch.
I was about to say, I never played hopscotch. I mean, I'm sure I did at some point because you're around people that do it. But I remember playing it more as an adult when my daughter got into it for a while.
Yeah, I don't even know how it works.
I don't either. I was just thinking that. I don't even really know the rules of hopscotch.
You're supposed to throw like a rock, and then wherever it lands, I think that's where you're supposed to like do the one, two, one, two.
Yeah, I never even understood it.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I just remember there was a time that Peyton was really into playing hopscotch. Like, what is this game? And we were, I don't know.
What is the thing you put on your ankle, and then you put it on one ankle and then swing it in a circle and jump over it with the other foot? Oh, what is that called?
I don't know. I've never seen it. It's like a tether ball, but it just swings around on your ankle.
Yeah.
Skip it. I think so.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I was just bringing it up. I'll move on to the next thing.
Did y'all play, I'm sure you did, TJ. They probably had it at your elementary school. Did y'all have tether ball?
Yes.
Pole with the ball that hangs down. You had to get it wrapped around the pole. Yeah, hell yeah. I got a tetherball pole for my birthday one year. I was pumped, except from the fact that it wasn't, my typical dad stuff. It didn't get secured into the ground the right way. It needed to be cemented into the ground, and it wasn't. And so while you're trying to play, the pole would wobble and go sideways. I gave up on it after a while. Like, this sucks.
Swimming came in at number 7. That was my absolute favorite thing to do in the summer.
Absolutely,
swimming.
But again, we had a swimming pool in our neighborhood, so that was where, at any age, just, Mom, I'm going to ride my bike to the pool. Okay. And you were at the pool all day.
Yeah, we didn't have that. We didn't have a neighborhood swimming pool. You either had to have a friend with a pool or go to the recreation center. It was 35 cents you could pay to go swim all day. That's where you'd meet your friends and hang out and stuff.
Sure. Cool.
But one of my other favorite things to do as a kid outside didn't even make the list. I don't even think it made the top 20. Making out on a trampoline.
Oh. Bloop, bloop. Well, are kids supposed to be making out?
No. Don't make out, kids.
Well... I guess not.
I mean, come on.
But I was, so look how I turned out. I'm just fine.
Fine.
Oop.
Fine.
Yeah.
No shooting, like paintballs or BB guns or anything like that?
Oh, they probably would not have put that on the list. And people would have, being surveyed today, they would have probably been too cowardice to say that to the person doing the research. Mm. Afraid of what they were going to say, you know, about them shooting, shooting anything.
No bottle rocket wars.
No, no Nerf guns.
No, you can't say that.
I had Nerf guns.
You can't say that to a bunch of egghead researchers.
I had another little gun. I don't know what it was called, but it had these little tiny round things. You could buy like a pack of those deals, and they would load in the side, and you could load, I don't know, like 20 of them in there, whatever. And then you just, and it was like shooting little tiny little frisbee things at it. It would come out, and they would fly. They wouldn't hurt anything, but they would just fly forever. It was just so cool.
I used to work at a job where we were like in cubicles and we all had Nerf guns, and we would be on phone calls like in sales, and in the middle someone would start a Nerf gun fight, and then the whole room you just see like Nerf bullets flying everywhere while we're still on the phone with these clients.
That's cool.
It was fun.
Yeah, but nowadays if you were to tell somebody that's doing a survey anything about, you know, having fun shooting any type of toy gun or real gun or whatever, they'd freak out. People scared, man. Scared to talk. Amen. Not me.
Hey.
No. I'll be talking. I'll be talking all the time.
We had a paintball gun for about 2 days, and then that was confiscated.
It was taken away.
Shooting like right for the face, and you know, everybody ended up with bruises. We even had a paint grenade. I don't even know if they still sell them, but had netting on it and a pin. It was loaded up with paint, and you throw it, and it explodes. But my brother forgot to take the netting off of it, pulled the pin through it, and it didn't explode. So we had to carefully go back up, put the netting back on, put the pin back in. It was crazy.
But
so
didn't your brother shoot you with a BB gun?
I shot him.
You shot him?
My grandfather's fake gun. I mean, it was a BB gun, but he carried it after he retired from the police force.
But it was a pistol?
It was a pistol.
Yeah, those are more powerful than the BB rifles.
I mean, not out of a movie. Rifle. He's running across the yard. I'm like 100 yards away, and I just went, "Hey, Kev," bang! And he hit the ground like he was dead. And I thought, I didn't load it up with BBs. They must have been lodged in there. And he went in crying. I went, "Oh, here we go." And sure enough, that got taken away too. I mean, that was the best shot I ever took.
The paint grenade, when it blew, when it exploded, it would blow paint everywhere?
12-foot radius. I mean, and covered things with blue paint. It was awesome. Yeah, we got like 10 of them. And we would go out in the woods and pull the pin. You have wars. And
yeah, that's cool.
And throw it, and it would just cover people in paint. It was amazing.
You ever find a big, like they were building a house, and they'd had big piles of dirt, and you just have, we just had like dirt clod wars.
Yeah, just launch chunks of dirt.
You break up into groups, and you hide behind the thing, and you just throw big chunks of dirt at each other.
Sometimes a rock would be
there. Sometimes a rock would be there.
Did y'all play King of the Mountain?
Yeah.
Somebody's at the top.
Yeah, and you got to push them off, or they push you down when you go to try to get them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like chicken.
It's kind of the same. Mm. It's a very similar concept, yeah. Well, like you would find a big pile of dirt, somebody starts at the top, and then you try to run up there and knock them off, and they just, you know.
Yeah, it's more like wrestling.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's fun, though. Because you know what? Back in the day, if you're outside and enjoying the air and the sun and all that, even getting your ass kicked was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're getting pushed down a hill by somebody.
Well, look at, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Throwback tackle, all those games.
Over under.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get to play outside growing up in Boston.
Right, I know.
Can't do that.
That's why you enjoy it so much now, being outside?
Yep.
Too many racists outside?
Too many racists out there.
Boston. Yeah.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So, Alexis, what kind of meeting do you have today where you have to be all clean looking and stuff?
It's a meeting for a potential client.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Sell a girl.
Fancy. Fancy. Yeah. I did think of something that maybe you could sell as a, I don't know, like a pattern or a theme for the clients that you bring in. Little tongue-in-cheek, like where you would go and it would be the anti-TJ campaign, where every sponsor is something that you love doing and all that I mock or I laugh about or whatever. I think that could be a hook to selling stuff, but it's doing with the right clients who would be willing to not be all upset if somebody on the show says that they would never go to their store.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, kind of like the Mighty Meeple did, they laughed at talking about it being a bunch of nerds playing board games and things like that. They got that. I didn't really mean them any harm, and they love me now.
Do they?
They do.
Yeah.
They love me.
They do. They actually have a picture of him in the game room.
Mm-hmm.
The mightiest meeple.
The mightiest meeple of all TJ. Meeples.
Mm-hmm. And does the McTabby Cat Cafe, they know that.
Oh yeah,
that I, you know, that's not my thing or whatever. But yeah, I mean, that could be the hook to all of them, and you'll get you a, like, sell some sponsorships to these crazy psychics that you do sessions with, and I don't know, some of the there's got to be a mallet store that sells you the mallet to bang your drum at protests and stuff that you
I
go
was like,
to.
What's a mallet? I've never gone to a protest in my life.
Oh.
Never. I walked out of a protest at school, but I went home.
Yeah.
I didn't end up going where everybody else is going.
I said, we'll let you out of school if you will protest. <High school. laughs> And she said, I'm protesting, and then went home.
Yep. That's me.
I love that.
I'm like, I don't give a shit what y'all protesting about. I'm going home.
I'm protesting being at school.
Right. I'm not walking all the way there.
It's one of my favorite stories ever. My daughter was a senior. My son was a freshman. The day they were protesting, I guess it was school shootings or whatever. And on the way to school, we had a conversation about it the night before. And on the way to school, she reminded him, hey, when everybody walks out today, we're not walking out. And I remember she texted me and said, Dad, just so you know, everybody walked out. There's only two of us here in the class left. And I'm proud I'm one of them. And I said, well, good for you. And I texted Cade and I said, what's up? He goes, standing outside on the field. And that evening, she lit him up. And first she goes, I told you. What did I say? What did I tell you? He goes, hey, I just wanted to go outside.
Yep.
He's like, I don't still even understand what we're talking about. I just wanted to go outside.
They said we're going out on the field. Yeah, I thought somebody was going to have a ball.
She said,
we can throw it around.
We were trying to stand up for something. He goes, okay, I don't.
They said we can go outside. It's all. My legs hurt. I'm not trying to stand up for anything.
I swear. He was fresh. He looked right at her. He goes, Peyton, I was just trying to go outside. Like, just leave me alone. I didn't believe in it. I
don't
just
have an
go
axe
out
to grind.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get some air.
They said we could leave class and go stand on the football field. That's all I want to go do.
With Father's Day coming up, there's a new study that's been done that more than 1.5 million single dads in the U.S., they surveyed them and found out where which states have the most single dads.
Oh.
Nevada, Montana, and Oklahoma are the states with the single dads.
With the most?
Yeah. Wow. The lowest rate of single dads are, you might want to guess?
No idea.
Utah.
Okay, that makes sense. Family.
New Jersey. I wouldn't have gotten that. New Jersey.
Okay.
And Massachusetts. They are the state with the lowest rate of single father families.
I'm surprised.
Now, I don't know whether they count that as just, you know, guys who are divorced, who have kids, or they're counting dads who are raising their kids alone as single fathers. I don't know.
I would be willing to bet, based on the way you see the term used most often, that those are single men raising the kids.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised. Oklahoma, Montana don't seem like two states that would be on that list. Especially Montana, which has a small population.
Well, maybe a lot of the moms got eaten by wolves and stuff.
Well, yeah. I did not in consider Montana. A lot of the moms could have been eaten by wolves.
Did you think about that?
No, I didn't, to be honest with you.
So, Alexis, if you met a guy and you liked him and he was cute and all that, would you be more interested in going out with him if he were a single dad with custody of his kids, or if he were divorced and his wife had, they shared custody, or she had custody and he did the whole weekend thing and all that?
I would rather he have full custody. I don't have to deal with no baby mamas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you'd still have to deal with him.
No, not, they, not as she's...
They come over to pick their kids.
Well, he just said that they wouldn't have shared custody, right?
Right. The dad has custody. Like, or like, say the mom died or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'd much rather that.
Yeah, you want women to be dead. No. You want the competition dead. That's what we... that's what we get out of that.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.